Put some parsley and spinach and celery right into my carrot juice. Stir some blackstrap in my herbal tea and call that drug abuse. No chili shakes or sweaty aches. I don't want to have to withdraw.
Hello, and thank you for joining me today. I am Mindy McNeil, and as you know, Saturday, August 10th is going to be Live at the Vineyards, 14th year over at Ballastieri Vineyards doing Live at the Vineyards, and there are going to be a plethora of food and dancing and wine, just great things out there. But speaking of food, we have one of our food vendors there in the house today. This is Migration at Taco Truck. And I was looking on your website and I was like, oh my gosh, there's some vegan goodies out there. And I was going crazy. And I was like, I can't wait to talk to you guys. So I'm just excited because I'm still eating seafood, but I'm really trying to move even away from that. I like going more plant-based. No meat, different things. And some of the stuff you were putting on your website, I was like, oh my gosh, this looks good. And the reviews, everything else. So if you guys, Ben and Tracy, thank you so much for being here. And if one of you could start and tell me just a little bit about the taco truck.
Well, we started a vegan taco truck because we really like vegan tacos. And we try to focus on making things that we would like to eat. And, you know, sometimes we have weird ideas for food and like putting mac and cheese on a taco and it's kind of the weirder, the better. And okay. There's no rules and we're just having fun making tacos.
I saw a lot of reviews about the burrito, the breakfast burrito.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what are some of your signature dishes? Because I'm just salivating with all of it when I was reading the menu. So for our listeners, and there will be some pictures on the website and also a link to you guys' website as well. So on the KUVO website, there will be some pictures and different things. But so the breakfast burrito, we've got some other things. So tell me signature dishes, desserts, everything.
I would say one of our signature dishes is, and we learned it was a signature dish when we took it off the menu for a week to have a special, and people were not happy.
Okay.
So we will never take it off the menu again. It's a taco called the Barbecue Party, and on it is barbecue seitan wings, mac and cheese, mustard glazed collard greens, coleslaw, and french fried onions.
Wow.
And it sounds a little weird, and it is, but yet it works, and it's delicious, and people really like it.
Now, is that a plate or is that just in a taco?
It's a taco.
Oh, my gosh. You have all that going on, but they go crazy.
Yes.
The crowd goes wild. But that's how you can always tell as well, because when something disappears and the crowd goes crazy over it, so you got to go back to demand. And so if that's what they want, wow. And some other stuff, desserts?
We haven't done desserts yet.
Okay.
We definitely want to, though. It's in the works.
All right. Now, and you just mentioned this, so what are some other popular dishes that you guys, or in your opinion, some popular dishes that you guys have?
Well, our buffalo seitan taco is also pretty popular. She makes a awesome like vegan blue cheese that's tofu based with miso, and a lot of people are like impressed that it's not like blue cheese, but it has like a really good flavor that complements the buffalo sauce. So it's like buffalo seitan wings, radishes, red cabbage, the blue cheese, and top with some green onions.
Nice. Okay.
All in a taco again.
Oh, my gosh.
Like a 6-inch taco. Like, fit it all on there. It's kind of funny because people come back and ask for forks.
So what made you guys decide to, hey, we want to open up a taco truck? Tired of the 9-to-5 or?
That's part of it.
You were kind of tired of the 9-to-5. I was kind of looking for something to do, and we just really wanted to bring vegan tacos to Denver. It was definitely something that was missing here, and I think people are pretty excited about it now that it's here.
Yeah, it's great, too. Like, it's so cool when people come back, and they're like, that's the greatest taco I've ever had. You know, we've both been doing jobs where you don't get a lot of recognition, and now it's like, yay, we do, you know, hey, people are happy to see us, not just our dogs and kids.
Okay, and so what do you guys bring in? Can I get a little sneak peek of what you guys are going to be bringing to Live at the Vineyards?
We're planning to bring our vegan carne asada tacos.
Okay, so this I have to hear, carne asada vegan taco.
Yes, so it is, Ben makes a beef-style seitan, and marinates it in his secret homemade marinade. And it is so good. And then we cook that up and serve it pretty traditional style on a corn tortilla with onions and cilantro and red salsa, and that the salsa is homemade. And then we drizzle a little cashew crema on top.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Dag on it. I should have said, bring the food, not the picture. So no, this is good. Okay, great. So I'm listening to this. I'm a listener right now, and I want to find out where you guys are going to be. What's your website address?
MigrationTaco.com, and we also always post our schedule on Instagram and Facebook, and the usernames there are just Migration Taco.
So Ben Dinsmore and Tracy Richkowskis, they are the owners of Migration Taco Truck, and you will be tasting some of their great stuff Saturday, August 10th at Live at the Vineyards. They're going to be there. You need to be there as well. Tickets are available at KUVO.org or give us a call, 303-480-9272. Ben and Tracy, thank you so much for stopping by, and can't wait to try your food.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Way up those organic figs, that'll really make my day. And a pound of lecithin granules, please, you can use them anyway. Some seeds and stuff, I guess that's enough, unless you can think of something more. It was really nice of you, man, to personally escort me to your very own health food store. Now listen, I gotta...